And now for the latest from the markets, we're joined by Ed Glennie of Hobson Wealth Partners. Good afternoon, Ed.
Afternoon, Madison.
Lots of news for investors to mull over today. How is the New Zealand market doing with it all?
It is a lot of news out this morning. Look, it's actually down. It's down about 1.3%, so that's 140 points. Currently, the NZX 50 is trading at 10,663. Looks like, obviously, the big one is A2 Milk, and that's since opened in Australia, down about 12% on the open there, which pushed it down. It had actually, as you mentioned earlier, opened down around 15% when it first came out, but it actually had rallied back through the New Zealand morning to about down 9%. So we are still seeing some pressure there. Elsewhere, Fletcher Building is up. The market liked that result, up 2% at $4.66 a share. NZ Refining is off almost 5% off the back of this morning's results, currently at $2.04 a share. Spark is up 4% at $4.17 a share. Serco is flat. They've got their annual general meeting later this afternoon. And the last one, Napier Port, is currently up almost 3%, currently at $3.03. It closed its first day of trading yesterday at $2.95 and is now, at the current price, 17% above the listing price.
And we'll go straight to the New Zealand dollar here, Ed.
New Zealand dollar has been pretty flat, actually, over the last 24 hours. It's currently buying 94.6 Australian cents, 64.1 US dollars. Japanese yen at 68.15 and 52.7 British pence.
And to finish off, interest rates, oil and gold.
Bank bills, 3-month bank bills is 1.2%. The 10-year government bonds is currently 1.07%. West Texas Intermediate oil is $56 a barrel. And lastly, gold has pushed through that 1,500 an ounce barrier and is currently at $1,506 an ounce.
Thanks, Ed. That's Ed Glennie of Hobson Wealth Partners.